In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We continue today our celebration, which began Wednesday evening, liturgically speaking, the day of Thursday, the 40th day of Pascha, when we celebrate the ascension of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and just as importantly, as you hear that we often add in our hymns, the sitting at the right hand of the Father. And this is important, and I want to discuss with you today three different things related to this ascension that are of the utmost importance to us. We heard about them not only in today's readings, of course, but also the readings that we heard on Thursday, and I will share some of those words with you from the Epistle and the Gospel that we read on the Feast of Ascension itself. But today, we hear from John 17, the words of our Lord Jesus Christ praying to his God and Father. I glorified thee on earth, having accomplished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, Father, glorify thou me in thine own presence with the glory which I had with thee before the world was made. I have manifested thy name to the men whom thou gavest me out of this world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them to me, and they have kept thy word. Now they know that everything that thou hast given me is from thee, for I have given them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and know in truth that I came from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. And then our Lord shares in that prayer that he is going back to his Father. And that's what we celebrate during this Feast of the Ascension, is the fact that Jesus glorified the Father through his crucifixion, through giving up himself and his own life for the salvation of others, and not just the salvation of those who loved God, but even more so for the salvation of those who hated him, giving them an opportunity to repent, an opportunity to change their ways. But it's not just the fact that Jesus ascended into heaven, because we have other examples of this, of course, in the scriptures and in holy tradition, about others who ascended, as it were, into heaven. For example, the prophet Elijah. We have, of course, also Enoch. And in the Jewish tradition, many say, even though it's not scriptural, that Moses was assumed into heaven. And of course, in our own Orthodox Christian tradition, shared with that, with the Roman Catholics, we have this tradition where we talk about how Mary's grave was found to be empty when Thomas came back to it, because she was taken up bodily into heaven as well. But it is only Jesus, and he stands alone in this. It is only Jesus of whom we are told that when he ascended into heaven, he sat at the right hand of God the Father. And the reason that that's important is because who sits in the courtroom? It's the judge. Think about this even today. This tradition carries on even 2,000 years later in our own American legal system. When it's time for the verdict, the judge tells the defendant as well as the prosecutors to stand for the judgment while the judge remains seated on the judgment seat. And so we are taught during this ascension that not only did Jesus go into heaven with his Father, but his Father seated him at the right hand to judge the living and the dead. And it's important for us to remember that we will be judged by Jesus. How? What he said here in his prayer today. I have given them the words that thou gavest me. In other words, we'll be judged by whether or not we live out his teaching. And that's the second point that I want to make this morning is the importance of us doing God's will. And specifically, we see today, as we celebrate the Ascension, something that I'll mention as well that was seen in the Transfiguration, but that is that we are to do God's will. We don't just sit here in church or stand here in church and bathe in God's glory. Yes, we come and we experience God's glory, but we leave to go do God's will. And that's why we heard in Acts 1, on the Feast of the Ascension, these words. And when he had said these things, this is being Jesus, as they were looking, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they were gazing into heaven, as he went, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel and said, Men of Galilee, speaking to Jesus' disciples, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into heaven? This Jesus who was received up from you into heaven will come in the same way as you behold him going into heaven. In other words, what these two men were saying, and remember, these two men were at the tomb as well, proclaiming the resurrection. What these two men are saying is to his disciples is quit looking up. God isn't up there. Quit gazing into heaven. Look out amongst yourselves. That's where you will find your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Remember when this all began, this preparation for this season, we heard the Gospel of Matthew 25. When did I see you hungry and naked and give you something to eat and clothing to wear? When did I see you thirsty and gave you something to drink? When did I see you in prison and visited you? When did I see you sick and took care of you and restored you to health? Jesus says, what you did to the least of these, my brothers, you did it to me. And so the disciples are told, quit gazing into heaven. Listen to Jesus' words. You have work to do. Just like he told his disciples, Peter, James, and John, when they were with him at the Transfiguration. Remember, Peter wanted to stay there. He just wanted to bathe in God's glory. And Jesus said, no, we have to go back down the mountain. We have work to do. What was Jesus' work? It was taking care of those who were weak. It was reconciling those who had gone astray. And it was ultimately ended in his crucifixion. And now the angels tell the disciples at the Ascension, and by extension, quit gazing up into heaven and go out on this earth that God has given you and do his will. And that's why we heard in today's reading from Acts 20, the Apostle Paul, he says, In all things I have shown you that by such laboring we ought to help the weak and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus Christ, how he himself said, It is more blessed to give than to receive. This message, brothers and sisters, from the Ascension, as we heard these two men in the white apparel proclaim, is to stop gazing into heaven and start doing the work of God here on earth, because you'll gaze into heaven again. When Jesus returns in all of his glory and you see him appear, and you'll know that it is time for you to stand before the judgment seat. And the question is, have you done the words with which Jesus left us? Have you done God's will? This is further highlighted, and this is the third point that I want to make. This idea, not only that we will be judged, but that we will be judged based upon Jesus' words, upon his teaching, upon how we take care of the weak, as the Apostle Paul told us today. By the fact that we heard in Luke 24 on the Feast of Ascension, then Jesus led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. While he blessed them, he was parted from them and was carried up into heaven. This is important, and it's certainly no accident that Jesus decided to ascend into heaven from the spot of Bethany, because in Hebrew, Bethany means the house of the afflicted or the house of the poor. So Jesus led his disciples to the very community that they needed to take care of. Those people who are afflicted, those people who are poor, those people who are outcast. And he is taken up into heaven. And the men, again, those men in the white apparel that were at the empty tomb and told the myrrh-bearing women about the resurrection, these men appear again and tell his disciples and tell us, stop gazing into heaven. You have work to do. Listen to the teaching, to the words that the Lord left you with. And next week we will celebrate the fact that the Holy Spirit came down upon his disciples and instructed them and taught them the depth of Jesus' teaching and will constantly remind us of his teaching. But on this day, brothers and sisters, as we celebrate our Lord ascending into heaven, remember that he is seated as the judge, that he will come to judge the living and the dead. Let us spend a few more minutes here at the Divine Liturgy, basking in God's glory, in seeing his presence, tasting his presence for those of us who are Orthodox, in Holy Communion. But let us not stay here. Let us leave and go and do God's will. To him be all glory, honor, and worship to the ages of ages. Amen.
Pray to the Lord, ye catechumens.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us, the faithful, pray for the catechumens that the Lord will have mercy on them.
Lord, have mercy.